Practice Test 1. This section of the test has 3 parts. There are 50 questions. Part 1. In this part, you will hear 20 short conversations. After each conversation, you will hear a question about it. You will hear each conversation and question once. You should mark A, B, C, or D. Do you have any questions? Number 1.
I'm not sure my son has done enough preparation for his exams, and I just can't make him see it.
Well, there is not much more that you can do. At the end of the day, it's up to him.
But he might have to repeat the year.
Well, maybe that will be the wake-up call he needs.
What does the man imply? Number 2.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, Chrissy. Just leaving. Can I just check? Do you want me to bring the video camera today or not?
Oh, Andy, didn't you hear? Liz called me last night to cancel. Something about having to take her son to the doctor.
Oh, how come nobody let me know?
I just assumed she would call you too.
Why is the man calling his friend? Number 3.
So, did you buy the car you went to see yesterday?
No, it was nothing like the advertisement. I mean, I expected that, given the price, but the guy showing me the car really got on my nerves. Kept telling me it just needed a paint job, like I couldn't see the other problems.
That's too bad. Sorry you wasted your time.
It was worth a shot, and I didn't have much else to do anyway.
What annoyed the woman? Number 4.
It can be tough to make a living writing, can't it?
Absolutely. But that's not really my main concern. I make ends meet.
What's it about then? Sharing your insights with others?
I'm really happy when people say they like my books, but I don't think I'm in a position to teach anybody anything. No, I'd say it would be more about a way of making sense of my own emotions, a kind of therapy, if you will.
What's the man's main motivation to write? Number 5.
I thought you were going to the amusement park for Jake's birthday.
We were, but I checked online and it's supposed to be pouring. The escape room will be just as fun.
The kids are quite young. Will it be too hard, do you think?
No, I called to check and it's right next to the restaurant.
Sounds great.
Why are they going to the escape room? Number 6.
Did you have a good vacation?
It was awesome. Thanks for all the tips.
Did you stay at that hotel I recommended?
It was full. We ended up in this shabby hotel run by this odd couple. The breakfast was terrible. I should have planned better in advance. But to be honest, we were hardly ever in the room. So many amazing monuments to see.
I know, they're incredible, aren't they?
What do they both like about the location? Number 7.
How do you feel about Marie getting the supervisor position?
Well, she certainly knows the job inside out, but I'm not sure about her people skills. I mean, she's a little impatient with workers who don't pick things up right away.
I'm sure she'll learn.
What does the man think about Marie's suitability as a supervisor? Number 8.
Are you going to the supermarket? We're going to need some markers and tape.
Will do. Did you call the rental agency yet to see about renting a truck?
No need. Gary offered to come and give us a hand. He has a huge SUV, so with our car as well.
Great. That's really nice of him. Okay, so what are we forgetting?
What are the speakers discussing? Number 9.
Did you see Chelsea at the party on Saturday?
I did, but we barely spoke. I was on the dance floor all night. That DJ was really something.
I got the feeling something was bothering her. I'll give her a call and check on her later today.
We could take her to see that new comedy that just came out. That'll cheer her up.
What are the speakers discussing? Number 10.
How's that slideshow going?
It's almost done. You'll have it first thing tomorrow. I need to finish editing this spreadsheet. It's my turn to get the coffee and...
Can't you get my thing done first? I really want to take a look at it before the meeting tomorrow.
No problem. Let me just run out to get these lattes, or I won't hear the end of it.
What is the man likely to do next? Number 11.
When is the concert again?
Next Thursday.
Oh, I'm supposed to meet a friend that day, but I guess I can take a rain check. She'll understand.
Should I get the tickets then? They're $120 apiece.
That's way more than what I had in mind. On second thought, I might have to take a pass. That's too bad. There aren't many bands I like more than that one.
Why is the woman not going to the concert? Number 12.
What did you think of the test?
Hard to say, but I did my best, so I'm not going to waste any time feeling upset about it.
You're right, I guess. But what about question 5? So infuriating.
Actually, I think that was the one question I nailed. As for the rest, well... But at this point, I'm just glad it's over. This time last week, I was freaking out.
How is the girl feeling about the test? Number 13.
So did you like the movie?
Romances are not really my thing. And the acting, please. And these are A-list celebrities.
That's a little harsh, isn't it? I kind of liked it.
Maybe we should pick a different kind of movie to see together next time, though.
That might be for the best.
What do both speakers agree on? Number 14.
Are we good to go? We need to get moving.
Nearly. I still have to grab a few things from upstairs. I've put out extra food for Alfie, and I've asked my mom to come over tomorrow to fill up his bowls and clean his litter box.
Oh, and I just want to stop really quickly at the drugstore to get some sunscreen.
And you complain that I don't prepare in advance?
What are the speakers doing? Number 15.
Have you seen Mike? Could you ask him to do me a favor and drop off the car keys at my office?
Sorry, but I haven't a clue where he is. In fact, he could have left already.
I hope he hasn't. I'm due at the center at 7.
Why is the man annoyed? Number 16.
I'm thinking of moving out of this apartment. It's pretty cramped and the rent is really high.
It's so beautiful, though. If only I could afford something as central as this. And what a view!
That is a major plus, I guess. Still, it might be inevitable if my contract at work isn't renewed next year.
Why does the woman mention a contract? Number 17.
Are you going to that personal development session this afternoon? Looks interesting.
It depends. Only if I'm done with the sales meeting on time.
I thought you'd wrapped up the sales reports.
Why isn't the woman sure about attending the event? Number 18.
The laser measuring tape is acting up again. How come these gadgets always give me trouble? I can't check the dimensions of the kitchen.
Where's the manual? I'll figure it out. It's not that hard.
Be my guest, but I think it's broken.
What does the woman think will happen? Number 19.
Did you get your science project done?
When have you ever known me not to finish a project?
True. So does that mean you've got time to help me with mine? I'm having trouble with some of the statistics.
What does the woman imply about herself? Number 20.
Thanks for covering for me at my last class.
No problem. They're a really nice group. There was one boy, though, Ryan, who seemed a bit out of his depth.
I'm glad you noticed. I've been thinking of suggesting he get some extra tutoring to bring up the level of his writing.
What are they discussing? End of part 1.